Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for April 27th, 2021. And today I want to talk about, yesterday we talked about brand loyalty. Today I want to talk about national parks.
That's quite the
It has nothing to do with brand loyalty or anything else. I was just thinking about this morning because I know you're going to, where are you going this summer?
The Arches National Parks in Utah. They've got like five of them. Arches.
Have you ever been to Arches?
Never. National Park? Never. That's why we're going.
Okay, so what's the coolest national park you've been to so far?
We've been to a lot, and they're all unique. They're all different. I mean, that's the greatest thing, I think. Maybe Glacier National Park was the coolest, although we went to the Mammoth Caves in Kentucky on our way down to Nashville probably 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. That was awesome, too. So I think, you know, everything's got their uniqueness.
Did you go spelunkering?
I'm not exactly remember what that is.
But caving.
We went into the caves. You know, we went into the caves, the underground caves, and it was spectacular. It was really cool. So it's funny that you say that because that's kind of the style that our family is. We like to do those national park-type vacations, and, you know, we're outdoors, even with the glamper and all that stuff. You know, we go camping, glamping, whatever. You know, it's evolved over the years. But we love that type of stuff. So, you know, we've been to Yellowstone. We've been to Glacier. We're going out to the Arches, Mammoth Caves. We like to hit some of them. You know, we've gone up to Painted Rocks in the UP.
Have you?
Yeah, which was really cool, too.
Is that cool?
Yeah, really cool. So they've all got their uniqueness. Probably Glacier so far, but, I mean, there hasn't been one that's disappointed so far, I can tell you that. How about you?
Yeah, so far Yellowstone. I haven't been to the Grand Canyon. We were supposed to go, but it was put off. But Yellowstone, Grand Tetons, that was kind of a two-for-one.
Mm-hmm.
Tetons was cool. Yellowstone, though, was amazing to me. You know, because I've always had this fascination with, like, the frontier.
Oh, sure.
You know what I mean? And when I went to Yellowstone, all I wanted to see at Yellowstone that I wanted to see specifically was, you know, like a herd of buffalo out in their natural habitat, just roaming free. And the first couple of days we were there, I didn't see any. I'm like, where are the buffalo, man? Where are the buffalo? Because that place is huge.
Oh, it's ginormous.
You can drive for hours.
Yep,
ginormous. I didn't realize how big it was either. And so we were staying, like, near the north entrance. So we had this little cabin up the top of the hill on this guy's property. And one day, the morning of our third day there, I think it was, the guy who owns the property was out in his yard, and I was talking to him, and he said, have you seen any buffalo yet? I said, no, I haven't, man. I haven't seen any buffalo. He's like, you got to go to the Lamar Valley.
Mm-hmm.
Got to go to the Lamar Valley. I'm like, okay, is that where that is? He goes, I promise you, you go there, you'll see the buffalo. And sure enough, we go to Lamar Valley, and boom, there they are. And they're just roaming free, man. It was the coolest thing.
Yeah.
This is it. This is what I wanted to see right here. You know, something like out of Dances with Wolves, one of my favorite movies. I wanted to see that kind of thing, and I did. And that was damn cool. And, you know, they don't give it. Not, they just, well, they're home. You're in their home.
Oh, yeah.
You know, them walk down the street, cross the street. You yield to them.
Yeah,
for sure.
Not all people do that. There are some knuckleheads out there.
There was a knucklehead. Now, you and I were there like a week apart back in 2017, I think it was. And there was a guy in between that maybe he was there while you were there that did something with the buffalo, and it was a stupid move, and the guy lucky to be alive. And
and
while we were out there, he got caught. They were looking for him.
Yes.
They found him at Glacier National Park,
yes.
I think, and they arrested him.
Yep, and he got charged. Another great place to see buffalo is Custer National Park, which is in the Black Hills area.
Yeah.
They got a lot of buffalo roaming around there in Custer National Park. You know, another great park in the Black Hills and Mount Rushmore, you know, none of them disappoint. And, you know, we like doing the national parks, and I'm sure time is winding down with doing them with the kids, you know, because, you know, in a handful of years, they'll be off on their own and stuff. And Mrs. Rookie and I will probably hit more up as just a couple, you know, maybe tone the glamour around the country. But I'm telling you, a national park just does not disappoint. And it's a great program. Whoever thought, you know, when they start, when did the national park program start? In the 20s? It was actually funny because there was a...
I think it was around the turn of the century, I thought.
Before then?
Early, well, maybe it was in the first decade of the 1900s.
Because there was a PBS special.
Teddy Roosevelt,
yeah,
wasn't it?
Teddy Roosevelt. There was a PBS special about the, you know, the becoming of the national parks. And I think maybe the, what is it, the Redwood Forest, you know, in Northern California? Was the first park or one of the first parks, national parks?
I'm actually looking at a list right now. The Crater Lake National Park in Oregon was established in 1902.
Okay.
I thought Yellowstone was one of the first ones too, but yeah, Teddy Roosevelt had the foresight to declare all this land national parks, and I mean there are some that were, you know, as late as in the 2000s, that were just...
Yeah. You know, the worst thing about the national parks now, though, is they've become so crowded. You know, when we went to Yellowstone and Glacier, the traffic...
I couldn't believe, and even
when you want to see, you know, you talk about wanting to see the wildlife, you know, there's been so much trampling going on and so much tourism and so forth that it kind of scares them up the mountains or out of the area. It's harder and harder to see wildlife these days. Because the parks get so overcrowded and what have you, that's kind of one of the downfalls. Because even my family growing up when I was a kid, you know, our parents would take us to Rocky Mountain National Park and, you know, parks out in Colorado and in out in that direction. I've been to the Black Hills and I've been to Yellowstone more than a few times. Glacier was the first time I went when we went a couple of years ago. But, you know, just they're starting to get overcrowded, which is just one of the deterrents.
Yellowstone was established in 1872.
Okay, I didn't realize it was that long ago.
That was the oldest one, Yosemite in 1890. But see, most of them are like west, and we didn't go out west too much when we were kids. We always went east. Mm-hmm. That's where my family's from. But I'd love to see like Redwood National Park. I'd love to go out there. I did get to see, when I lived in Tennessee, Smoky Mountain National Park, which is pretty cool too, the Great Smoky Mountains. And I always used to go out there, and there's some really cool places just as you're driving around that have, like, lookouts, you know, scenic overlooks type thing that you can just pull off and check out. And they're just fascinating. And I always used to – that was Cherokee country. The Cherokee Indians used to dominate that land. And I used to look out over those things and be like, man, what would it be like to live off of this land?
Yeah.
Now, that must have been hard, you know. I always think about that when I see some great wilderness like that.
No different than the Native Americans that lived out in the Dakotas. And you'd go, how in the world could you live here?
Exactly.
You know, barren land.
I definitely want to do more of that. Definitely. So I'm jealous that you're going to see Arches. That's going to be pretty darn cool.
Well, very
scenic.
You and your mom have to resurrect your yearly trips together now that things are getting more back to normal, I guess, and both of you are vaccinated.
We can travel a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a good idea. Definitely. We've talked about it, but got to make that happen. All right. Well, I know you're going to have fun. And, you know, I've been thinking about camping, too. There's a little place right around here that sells like these little campers, like little one-person campers.
Yeah.
I wonder what those are like. I'm going to check one of those out. I can hook one of those up.
You can't be claustrophobic for that.
Huh?
You can't be claustrophobic for that.
Oh, no, I'll be all right. No problem. No problem. All right, well, enjoy that. We'll talk more about it when you get back.
Yeah.
And you can hear us talk about it if you tune in to the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. Starts at 6 a.m. right here on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.